Well, good morning, everybody. It's Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
And Westchester County Executive George Latimer joins us on a snowy Friday in Westchester. Mr. Latimer, what do you have to report about the storm this morning?
Well, we do live in the north, and it is the winter, so this is probably the first of many such storms. We've seen, Casey, about 5 inches in Westchester, a little more than that in different parts of the county. All the roads are open right now, but, you know, they are being plowed as we go along. And so you give yourself more time, drive nice and slow, you get to your destination. The airport is open, runway is open, but check with your carrier. If you're flying out or picking somebody up who's flying in, make sure that that flight is still scheduled. V-Line buses are running, but they are having some delays in certain routes. And as you know, on the western side of our county, closest to the river, we have some topographical issues, some hills and so forth. And so those are more difficult to negotiate by our bus system. So, you know, usually there's snow locations, routes that are alternate routes, and they'll be operative today. You know, there's been accidents out on the road, not as many as Wednesday with the ice, but in this case, you can brine the roads, the snow falls, and the brine still has its benefit. On Wednesday, you brine the roads, and it rains. It washes away the brine. Then it ices over. Then you don't have any benefit from it. School districts, as you've been reporting, are open and closed and late and all over the ballpark. Important to note, Westchester County offices will open at 10:30 today. And what really matters is the Westchester County Center, which is both a vaccination and a testing center, will open at 10:30 today. Our White Plains Health Clinic opens at 10:45. So anybody who needs to know that should do that. You know, we hear the weather's going to get a lot better in the next 2 hours. And then by the time we hit the middle of the day, we'll all be digging out of this pretty quickly. But it will get cold tonight. So whatever we can get out of the way while the weather is okay this afternoon, we'll benefit because it'll ice over tonight.
Well, that's a very comprehensive update. Thank you, sir. Just looking back on the Wednesday ice storm, was there anything the county could have done that could have changed the outcome of all those accidents, or the state maybe?
Well, look, I think the the problem is exactly when the ice storm hit. It started to ice over about 5:30 in the morning, and so people are already out on the road, even as we're out trying to sand the roads down and so forth. There are certain times when things happen. You may remember a couple of Novembers ago, there was a snowstorm that hit us about 3:30 in the afternoon on a commuting Thursday. And there was nothing you could do when it hits at that time. People see the snow falling, they go to their cars, I'm going to leave home early, jams the roads, no opportunity to plow. So, you know, the biggest important thing is individual behavior. And if you hear that there's going to be black ice and you follow WHUD in the morning, you'll know that. And you'll delay your departure, and that would have solved a lot of our problems on Wednesday.
Right, exactly. And we have to just pretty much assume that everybody is doing their best when something like this happens. Speaking about best, County Executive George Latimer, are you feeling your best after you've recuperated from COVID?
You know, Casey, I have one of the mildest cases of COVID. It's hit me about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I forget exactly when I got it. When I tested positive, I, you know, stayed in for the next 10 days as is required, but I got no fever. I had no congestion in my throat, nothing that made it tough for me to breathe. And I think what's happened is Omicron, while it's highly contagious, is not affecting people who are vaccinated. I've been vaccinated, double vaxxed, and people double vaxxed and boosted get it, but they don't get a severe case of it. And we're watching the hospitalizations rise and the fatalities rise, but it's almost all in the quadrant of people who are either unvaccinated or have underlying health issues, even though they've been vaccinated. So, you know, hopefully we'll see this thing start to break in the next month. And I think that could be the case if everybody gets it ultimately, but it's a mild form of it that might work out to our benefit.
George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive, thank you for a couple of minutes on a busy Friday morning, sir.
And thanks for your reporting in these kind of moments.
Yeah, well, we both got into work somehow, and then Casey climbed up and fixed our internet. So, you know, we are multitasking.
She's amazing, and we appreciate both of you every morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Westchester County Executive George Latimer with Mike.